So in Build a Better Business, of course, we've gone through the whole thing about, you know, your VPS, your story, your products, all of that. And so once you get that kind of situated, and I know it's an ongoing process. If you're like me, you're always going back and tweaking some of those products and, you know, you're thinking, oh, I could maybe rate this better, or I could have a better price or whatever. So you're always tweaking those. And we're going to get into that again as we start down through the program again. But once you get kind of in your mind what it is that you're offering to your clients, then you're ready to start marketing. And of course, the marketing piece is always the hardest, because nobody likes to sell stuff. I know I don't. I don't want to twist anybody's arm, but we have to somehow get it out there so that folks know what it is that we're offering. And so one of the ways to do that, of course, is by social media. And then we have blogging. And today we're going to talk about podcasting. And so I realized as soon as Clubhouse kind of launched that I wanted on. And so now that I'm on Clubhouse, I wanted to learn how to move away around in Clubhouse. And so one of the things that I did is I wanted to pick a group or a club that was going to be very consistent and be on every single day. So and of course, speaking, it's, you know, if you're going to do blogging, that's just a form of speaking, because it's how you talk and how you put that down into words. And then, of course, speaking gigs, if you're going to like give a talk at the chamber luncheon or, you know, anything like that, or at your church, or in front of a board of directors, like maybe Sherry might be doing, where you have to stand up in front of folks. It's very fun to start to realize what your strengths and your weaknesses are when you're actually speaking. So Clubhouse is a way that you can practice your speaking in a very safe environment. And I know Sherry's been on Clubhouse. I see we have Estella has joined us, but her camera, there she is.
Hi, Estella.
Hi. Hi.
So I know Sherry's been on Clubhouse, and Sherry is very comfortable. I'll use the term behind the microphone, but some of us may not be. And so I would encourage you all to tap into a Clubhouse club or room, if you will, and just listen. And you'll soon realize what you like, what you don't like. You'll see how the app works. And today's topic is about podcasting, because that is such an easy way to not only get in front of your audience, but to borrow someone else's audience, because podcasting has two sides. One side is that you are the interviewer, and the other side is that you're the interviewee. And so you can have your own podcast and start interviewing folks, or you can set yourself up to be interviewed on numerous podcasts. And in that case, if you're the one being interviewed, you're borrowing all of those platforms, because that person is bringing you out to their clients. And so anyway, it's an amazing thing. It's easy with Zoom these days. You don't even have to leave your house. I have one of my co-hosts on one of my podcasts. I hope he's not telling the truth, but one never knows. But he's always joking, and he's saying, I don't even have pants on. And I'm like, ah, la, la, la. That's too much information. I don't want to know that. You know, I could have lived a long time without having that visual of him, you know, anyway. But he's a great guy. He is super comfortable in his own skin. And the only way to get there is to do it, is to just get out there, get outside of yourself. And you know what? Fumble around a little bit. It's okay. Because when we talk to our girlfriends, we don't worry about it. If we talk even in a small group, we don't worry about it. But for some reason, when we feel like we're the speaker, all of a sudden we get kind of uptight and we start to worry about, well, how should I say that? Or, you know, just be yourself, just be comfortable, just, you know, just relax into it. And so anyway, that's kind of what I want to show you, because all of us should have a podcast or be on a podcast. So the first thing that I want to show you, the easiest way to do a podcast, oh, I'm telling you, it is so easy. It is on Zoom. Just create a Zoom meeting. And since I'm on a Zoom meeting, I don't know if it'll let me. There it is. Just create a Zoom meeting Nope, I clicked too soon. Gotta let it load again. And it'll show you on this first one, it shows that we're recording. See that little record button? It shows that we're already in this one. This is the one we're in right now. Mm-hmm. But later I'm doing the Happy House Hunters. And then here's the newbie bloggers on Friday. And here's Monday. This one's the free one. This one is the paid mastermind one. Here is the free one again. All my free meetups that I'm doing, I turn into podcasts. So once you start the free, and I type the word free there on purpose. Once you record your free meetup, then you can, it'll give you your recording at the other end. And I don't have any, see this button over here that says recordings. When you click on recordings, they'll show up. Now, I didn't buy a larger version of Zoom, so I don't store all my recordings on Zoom. This one is in the process. This is the one we're in right now. See, November 1st, it's recording right now. See, it's into the recording section. Once that's recorded, see, then I can put it wherever I want to put it. And with Zoom, it's a beautiful thing because it does two things. It records the video and audio, and it records the audio totally separate. It does it automatically for you. You don't have to pull the audio out of an audio video. Sherry.
And if you also have Otter AI running in the background, it will create the transcript for you.
Absolutely.
What is that?
Huh?
What did you say, Sherry? What is it?
Otter AI, like otter, like the animal, OTTER, period. AI standing for artificial intelligence. You can only do 600 minutes at the free level. You bump up to the next level and you can do 6,000 minutes.
Wow. Good to know.
I had to bump up for conference. So I have created a transcript for all the events. So I didn't, because I knew I wasn't totally focused.
It was a lot of hours. It was a lot of hours and you were getting tired.
So yeah, and I had a lot going on at conference. So I recorded the stuff. So I still have like 4,000 minutes left till the middle of the month. And my plan is for my one day workshop is to record a transcript of the whole thing. And then turn that into a mini book.
Very nice.
Since I get
repurposing her content. I love it.
Since I get two ISBNs for VIP.
Now VIP was the ticket she bought for the conference, and within her VIP ticket, she gets two ISBN numbers for books. So she's going to create that second book off of her transcript and use that second ISBN for an actual book so she can upload it into Amazon or Barnes and Noble and have it out in bookstores. So she will publish her second book rather quickly that way. And she's using this Otter to transcribe what she's talking about. So that's a beautiful
Sherry, this is Estella. Can mm-hmm. you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead, Estella.
Have you looked at your transcript since it was done?
Oh, they aren't accurate. I will tell you, you're going to have to read through it and you're going to have to tweak it because one, they don't know how to spell my name. Two, they come up with other things that they hear. So you do have to tweak it.
Yeah. For me, what I've found is that I spend more time editing than it's worth. Because, I mean, they put words in. I'm like, what did you mean? So you really have to have the audio to listen to it again so that you can mm-hmm. know what was said. It's been very time consuming for me. So typically I don't use it. It's a great tool once they can get it more perfected. But right now it's, I remember one time I did a half an hour thing and it probably took me 2 hours to figure out what was going on. So that's why I asked you if you had looked at the transcript because
I was looking at it while it was generating and I'm going, yeah, mm-hmm. that's not what they said. But you can't fix it.
Okay. I thought maybe you had a secret that you could share with me.
No, Nope. If you want to do Transcription Puppy, they're a little bit better.
Who?
Transcription Puppy.
Okay.
But that isn't after the fact. That is not instant. That's not during the event. That's
okay.
That's when you have to record and then give the audio in.
Mm-hmm. Sally, did you have a comment?
I do. I had a question, Kathy. When you create, do you go to schedule a meeting or host a meeting?
I go to schedule a meeting and I get all of my meetings scheduled. You'll notice, I've referred to it several times in my website, I have my calendar of events, which is just right off of my Google Calendar. I created a calendar for just all of my lanes that I'm in. And I then posted that embed code over into my website. And so my calendar is there. So I went ahead and went into Zoom and I created all of my events to match my calendar. So I tell folks, you know, the first Tuesday of every month is our Happy House Hunters free meetup. So it's on the calendar that way and it's in Zoom that way.
Okay.
So I actually schedule a meeting right here at the top of this right here. Okay. So I put them all in. So when you go back to meetings, and I'll show you kind of what that looks like. When you go back to meetings, because I have meetings and webinars, and I'm going to explain the difference there as well, but it also records, even if it's a webinar, it'll record the video and audio, and it will separate out just the audio by itself. Like here's Happy House Hunters, for example. And I have to kind of move our faces here on my screen. If I click on Happy House Hunters and just open this event up, I can click here where it says show all occurrences. See if it'll do it. And here, see, it shows my occurrences here. See, it shows November, December. So I now need to go in and do next year's. Okay, because it's the first Tuesday. You know, so I have to go in and actually record that or actually schedule that. Okay. So I was maybe find one that's got more in it than that one, because I've been working on a couple of them. I'm just now starting to do my scheduling for next year because sometimes some of your apps don't let you. I don't know if this. Some of your apps don't let you go very far. It only lets you go maybe a year out. And most of mine are through this year. So this is my last quarter. Yeah, again, it's got November, December. But once I go in and add another 12, the whole list will come up here all the way through 2022. So you can schedule out about a year on Zoom. So anyway, that's the first thing I do is I look at my calendar and I decide what dates are good for me. Then I go to Zoom and I schedule my free meetups. And my free meetups is what I'm turning into podcast. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing that I do then, like I had told you before, on my website, I'm letting it load. I have two things. Number one, I have my page for, this is my homepage. I have my page for my podcast. And again, I've got a lot of a homepage, so it takes a minute to load. So I'll scroll down here. And there's the calendar. So that's one thing I want to show you is the calendar, and it'll have all the free stuff on there. So when somebody says, hey, how can I connect with you? I can just send them a link to this calendar and I'll show you where I get that. But here's my podcast. And so it's on my homepage and it talks a little bit about the podcast and then episodes to get you started. When you click on that, it takes you right out to the podcast. So I want to show you two things before we leave my website. Number one, that's my homepage, which is kind of set up story brand style. Again, Sherry will get this. I'm kind of a hybrid between BAE. Well, and Ruth will get this too. BAE, which is what we've learned in the Igniting Souls tribe with Nikki and Carrie and then back in the day with David. And then story brand by Don Miller. And I'm kind of a hybrid. I'm leaning more and more over toward the story brand. But when you click on the little hamburger there in the top and get my menu, you'll see here that I have a Simply Start calendar of events page, and you'll see that I have a podcast page. Now, the reason I have it on a separate page and I can link it right out to the calendar and right out to the podcast and right out to my blog is if somebody specifically just says, hey, Kathy, I need a copy of your calendar, they don't have to scroll down that whole home page looking for it. I can just open up this link. And once it opens up, this is the URL I'm going to send them. And when they click on that URL, it comes straight to the calendar. And you see, that's the whole page. That's the whole thing. There's the footer. There's the header. That's the whole thing. So they don't get all it's so they don't feel like I'm trying to sell them something, or I send them all this information and they're like, I just want the calendar. Where's her calendar? And so I have it on a separate page. This is what I highlight and send them. If somebody says, I just am interested in your podcast, I just open up the podcast page. And this is the link that I send them. Because when I open up the podcast page, it goes directly out to my Audioboom podcast. And so here is what my podcast looked like. Now, I didn't have to do any separate podcast. All I did is I just uploaded the audio of my Zoom calls. And I've got a whole podcast. And it's on Apple. It's on RSS, Spotify, Amazon, iHeart, Player FM, Podcast Addict, and Radio Public. It's automatically there. I've got 22 posts. I've had 721 listens. And I started this a month ago, 4 weeks ago. And all I did was put my audio of my meetups on the podcast. Does that make sense? And then it's the same thing if you go to the menu again and go to the blog does the same thing. If somebody says, hey, I'm interested in your blog, see, it takes them out right here to the freestyleliving.net. So they don't have to scroll down that whole home page to try to get to it. Does that make sense? Sherry. Mm-hmm.
Why did you choose Audioboom over Libsyn or Anchor?
Because back in the day, and you'll find, and we've all done this, back in the day when I first started sitting under Carrie at his fellowships, he was doing his podcast under Audioboom. And I was under the impression if Carrie did his homework and says Audioboom is the good one, then I could look at all of them and couldn't tell one from another. So I picked Audioboom. Would I pick Audioboom today? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But I'd already done maybe 4 or 5 sessions and I already had an account with them. And so I just thought, you know what? I already have an account. I'm just going to go ahead and populate it.
How much is Audioboom?
$9. And again, it shares it with those other threads, those other podcasting platforms.
Okay.
So Thanks. Anyway, so for what it's worth. And it's just like my blogging, when people say, why did you choose HostGator? Because it was cheap. Excuse me, because it was inexpensive.
Much better word to use.
Yes. And because I was price driven, because I was trying to put together my business and I really didn't know where I was going, what direction I really wanted to concentrate. And so, you know, I hear all kinds of talks about how, you know, progress is much more important than perfection. And so I said, you know what? I've got HostGator. I've got Audioboom. My website is already on Vistaprint from back in my salon days. I'm just going to run with it. And I now have quite a few students in my academy, and it's the same with Teachable. You know, there's tons of different platforms that you can choose to put, you know, your courses on. But I started with Teachable and I thought, you know what, I could reinvent the wheel, or I can just really concentrate on getting some good content. And you know, and if I decide to upgrade later, I may, but for now I'm content with that. So that's the first thing I did is I get the Zoom meetings, then I get it onto my website. Then of course you can go over to my Audioboom and see all of that. And so then, and I'll go back to the podcasting. So now I can highlight this link. And if I want to share it with, if somebody says I'm interested in your podcast, I can just share this link and it takes them right to the podcast and they don't have to, you know, to go down through that whole homepage. Now, my homepage, of course, is still functioning as my sales funnel. So if somebody has not connected with me and they haven't asked for a specific thing, they haven't asked specifically for a podcast or my calendar or my blog, I'm going to give them this link back here. I'm going to give them the link on my homepage and I'm going to start them right down the homepage of my website. So I'm going to give them this link right here if they haven't connected with me in the past. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And all of us should have some place where our homepage is functioning like our landing page. It's where you want all your customers to land. And in January, we're going to start over with the top of the page. We're going to start over with working on our VPS, which all of us have done, but some of us are still not quite sure exactly what we want that to say. And as we evolve, those things change. You know, my VPS, what I thought my VPS was going to be at the beginning of this journey, isn't what my VPS is now because mm-hmm. I've evolved. And I even really was on the fence for so long about keeping the fitness piece because I thought the fitness piece is so foreign and opposite of the financial piece. And I really struggled with that. And I almost dropped the fitness piece out. And you'll notice that I kept the fitness piece in here. And the way I did that is by using that quote by the Dalai Lama. And all of you, I think, have heard me. And again, I can't quote it verbatim, but it's about we spend all of our time and our health making money. And then we spend all of our money trying to buy back our health. And so I believe, and I truly believe this, is that health is the beginning of our wealth because we can save up all the gold in the world. And if we don't have our health, we'd be willing to give it all away just to get our health back. So anyway, I think it's very important. And so with a lot of prayer and struggle, I decided to keep the health piece in there. A lot of my coaches recommended I not because they felt like it separated my audience too much. But I chose to keep it in there and it seems to be working for me. So with that said, so I want to now get back around to the Clubhouse that we were talking about. Clubhouse is an amazing platform for two reasons. Well, more than two. The number one reason is it's going to make you feel more comfortable just ad-libbing. Because when the topic comes around and somebody passes you the microphone, you kind of have to be on and you don't really have a lot of time to think about what you're going to say. So it does make you better at rehearsing your VPS and that story that we talked about, you know, as we went through this whole thing, that story being your cornerstone of your business, you're always going to just revert back to your story and it's your story. So no matter what the topic is, when it comes through the Clubhouse room and they're passing the microphone, I don't care what the topic is. I can take a piece of my story and it relates to the topic. You know, when they say, you know, what are you doing for your health? What's your goal for your health this month? Okay, that's part of my story. You know, what's your goal for your business this month? That's part of my story. So I can take any topic and I can make my story fit the topic and I don't have to be nervous or prepare. That story is always there. And so that's the first thing with Clubhouse is that you do get better at that. The second thing is you're going to meet some amazing people. And I mean literally amazing people. And so with that said, I'm getting invitations to be, guess what, on their podcast. Because once I share my little snippet of my story, and it comes across as incredibly authentic and sincere, they're like, Kathy, I want to interview you on my podcast. And I'm like, okay, twist my arm. Because now I get to borrow their platform. And the next point is that I'm meeting amazing people that I can interview on my platform because I need content. And so now I can tie in them and their story into my lanes. So for example, if I meet an author, I can interview them on my Ohio Writers Guild. If I meet a business owner, I can interview them on my Build a Better Business. Okay. If I meet a health person, a health fitness person, I can interview them on my Fit as a Fiddle Plus. So you see where now not only am I able to borrow their platform by them interviewing me, but I am able to interview them and add some great content into my free Zoom meetups, which I then take the audio and make it into a podcast. So all of a sudden, now are you ready for this, ladies? One interview becomes exposure for me. It becomes course content material for me. It becomes a podcast for me. It becomes an advertising piece for me. Do you see how just one call, one Zoom call becomes all those things? And then when it comes to course content, I can put it in my free meetup. I can put it in my actual course. I can put it in my mastermind. Then I can turn around, and if I want to transcribe it like Sherry was talking about, I can even make a blog out of it. Then I can take the blog and take snippets of the blog and make social media posts out of it. So all of a sudden, one Zoom call becomes like 10 pieces of content for your business. And it all starts, and I'm going to call it a podcast, because it all starts with having that free meetup. Okay, questions?
Go ahead, Estelle.
I hear what you're saying. I can't see it. I mean, I guess the disconnect for me is how the Zoom turns into a podcast. Is it that you're doing the podcast on the Zoom? Is that what it is?
Yes. Okay. We're doing a podcast right now. Have you ever listened to a podcast where they're just having a chat? And they're just talking to each other, and people are interjecting ideas, and they're just having a conversation about a particular topic. This Zoom call right here could very easily be a podcast. Because once the Zoom once this call is over, it will spool. And what that means is it's finishing the recording. And then a link comes up in my Zoom, and it says, here is your replay. And when I click on that, it says, do you want, because now I want to copy it over to Vimeo. And it says, do you want to copy the video audio, or do you want to just copy the audio? And so what I do is I copy the video audio over to my Vimeo account, because that's where I'm saving it, because I didn't want to pay extra on Zoom to store everything in Zoom. And I don't want to store everything in my hard drive. Now, I do download it, so it is there. But if my hard drive should crash, I would lose all that if for some reason my hard drive would crash. And we all hear those horror stories. And so I wanted to have my video audio in more places than one. So once I download it into my computer, then I move it, just the link, I move it into my Vimeo and I move it into YouTube. So now I have it in three places. I have it in my computer, I have it in Vimeo, and I have it in my YouTube. Then I go back and pick just the audio version and I move it over into my Audio Boom. And then all I have to do after that is just put my thumbnails on, which I use the same thumbnail because of the branding. Okay, you wanna see what that looks like?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just get rid of some stuff here. First of all, when you come back here to Zoom, this is where you're going to schedule first. You're going to schedule your free meetup. find a time and a place that works for you. Go to your calendar, sort it all out. Say, I want to try to have this free meetup on, I don't know, Fridays at 2 p.m. or whatever. So find a time and get it on the schedule. Here's where you're going to schedule the meetup. And now you want to do some branding. So let me, I'll pull up my Vimeo account. There's a lot of videos on there, so it takes a minute to load. So once I get it in there and recorded, now it says, what do you want to do with it? Well, here is where on October 26th, I did a free meetup called The Ins and Outs of a B&B. And I have a co-host. His name is Adam Messmer. And so this is the video. And there's my little thumbnail that I have over top of that video. Okay, you see that? And that's October 26th. And it went for an hour and 11 minutes. And we just had a free meetup and just had a chat like this. And I recorded it. So once I went over here to my Zoom and I moved that recording over here to Vimeo, then the next thing that I did, because I wanted to have more than just one backup, is I then scooted it over into my YouTube channel. And I used the same thumbnail. And again, YouTube is a big platform, so it takes a minute to load when I have a Zoom call open. And let's see. Get to my channel here. So here is the same call, okay? The same video. There's Adam, there's me and Adam talking. And when you close it, see, it's the same thumbnail. You see the picture? And there's that hour and 11 minutes. So now I took the Zoom recording and I put it into my Vimeo and I put it into my YouTube. So now it's in both of those places. So then I took just the audio version, and here's my podcasting, and there it is in the audio version. There's just the audio of it. And look, same thumbnail. Okay. Then when people say, oh, I would like to hear those free meetups about the ins and outs of a B&B, where can I find that? I've never seen that before. And I go, well, go to my website, and guess what? There it is. The free meetup and replays, same thumbnail. And when folks click on that, it's going to take them right out to my Teachable. And inside of Teachable, they can get to just the audio podcast or to the video. They can get to both of those. Does that make sense? And it all matches.
All right, Kathy.
Yes.
So in 2022, I have been considering doing intervention boot camps. What okay. that means is I'm going to take one intervention, take it through my framework, and have a meeting like this, like on Zoom.
Okay.
So what I want to do, what I'm looking at is whether I'm doing that free or if I'm making them pay $1 to or $5 to be there.
Okay.
Okay. I actually have a group at Penn State University investigating the pros and the cons of doing that. So then what I want to do is take the video replay, put it in its own section in my website so that I have the replay, they have to pay for. So if they, to be able to see the replay again, okay, the idea is you pay a dollar to get started, and then it's going to be a subscription of like $30 a month. So right, watch all the replays. Do you advise putting the audio version, even though the replay is in there in a paid program, put the audio version on a podcast?
Not if it's paid.
Okay. So only
because people can get to it without paying for it. So why would they pay for it if they could get to it without paying for it?
Because one's an audio and one's the actual, the video.
I probably wouldn't. I would probably keep the paid stuff behind your login.
Okay.
And put all the free stuff out on the audio and
podcast. Yeah, I'm repeating the same thing over and over again. I'm doing some refining of my webinar. So mm-hmm. I'm not doing a lot of new things, but that's a good idea for new things.
Yes, absolutely. And think about how you can collaborate. Find some other folks that accent what you're doing. They don't have to be in the exact lane as you, but find some other folks that are accenting what you're doing and do some collaboration, because what that'll do is that'll give you tons of content, not to mention that you get to borrow their platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm getting these co-mods on these free meetups, see? And I've got Adam here. I already have Rita here. I just added a girl to the Happy House Hunters named Christy Hawkins, and she's debating which picture she wants me to use, which is why this hasn't been updated yet. We're waiting for this just happened yesterday. And so I am on my free ones. I am adding a co-host and a co-moderator to all my free lanes. Okay. And for two reasons. Number one is it brings a little bit more energy to those calls for a podcast. You know, nobody wants to hear me drone on forever. So it makes it more interesting when we're having a conversation back and forth on the podcast when you don't have any visual and you're just listening to someone. But there is a big listenership for the podcast because people are out walking or jogging or traveling or whatever, and they want to listen. And so I'm finding that I'm getting a lot of traction on the podcast portion. Okay. So don't overlook all that. All right. Estella, did that help at all on how I'm branding it and putting it across all of my lanes? I'm just using the same content, you know, several different ways.
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. It's more visual for me. I can follow the dots.
Yeah. And so for me, it's all about your platform. And I know that's the tough part because, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And that's kind of how I started. I was like, I don't know what platform to use. And so I would just watch what other folks were doing. And I was watching Carrie. And so I thought, okay, now my girlfriend, which Sally knows Connie, my girlfriend Connie, she says, oh, you need to get on this platform called Peachtree. And I'm like, okay, well, it was $130 a month. And I thought, well, I don't want to spend $130 a month. And she said, well, once you get launched and you're doing all the stuff you're talking about doing, she said, you're going to be spending $130 a month on all these other different, and they're not going to integrate with each other as well. She said, why don't you just start on Peachtree? Well, you know, my financial planner probably could tell me how to spend my money, but I don't want him to tell me. And I didn't want I didn't want Connie to tell me that I needed to be on Peachtree. So I said, thanks, Connie, but I'll check it out. And of course I did. And I thought, I don't want to spend $130. Well, I don't know that I'm spending quite $130, but I bet I'm spending a good $100 on my different platforms. And I'm thinking, you know, oh, I could have probably done a lot of this all on that one platform, Peachtree. So if you're at the beginning, you're at a good spot where you can research some of these different platforms, because what you want is you want one where you can have your website, you can have courses if you want. And then when you get into courses, it depends, can you do certifications? Do they have affiliate program within their platform? And then from there, you want to know where you can park, if you will, your videos, park your audios, and then do they integrate with some of the, like my podcast, my Audio Boom, it integrates with like Apple and some of those other audio podcasts. Well, not every platform does. So those are the questions you have to ask yourself. But I've piecemealed mine together because it kind of grew out of nothing. It's like building a business. It's like each building block, each brick, I just kept saying, okay, now I want to add video. Now I want to add audio. Now I want to add a blog. And I just kept building the business. And so we're at the end of building the business. The only thing that there's left to do is to put all of this that we've learned into a high-speed funnel and give people, 36 minutes to click on a $1,000 program, or it's going to go away forever, or at least make them feel that. That's not me. I don't like that kind of sales. I have a tendency not to buy into that kind of sales. And I know some girlfriends that have bought into that kind of sales, and then financially they're kicking themselves forever because they spent that kind of money because they kind of got sucked in, if you will. Because it's professionally done, and it does make you feel like you have to do it now or you're going to forever lose that opportunity. And I prefer to have a business that grows a little more organically. And here's why. If you pressure, whether you feel it's a pressure or not, a lot of people say it's the only way you're going to 10X your business. If you pressure that kind of sales, a lot of those folks are one-time wonders. They sign up one time, and then when it's time to come back again, they go, oh, I can't spend that again. And they don't come back. And so I prefer to build my business a little more organically and have it not quite those high price points and not that much pressure. And then those folks will stay with you forever. And so that's my preference. And again, it's just a difference of opinion. It's not necessarily right or wrong, but it's how I choose to build my business with less pressure. So, but if you gals, my homepage is set up like a funnel. And the only difference is to put in those timers in there and click buttons where they can pay now. And so you could add a sales page right into your website and just advertise that link of that high pressure sales page. So anyway, so that's just my take on it. Questions from anyone?
I like what you did in terms of doing them a la carte, because that gave you an opportunity to learn each segment without, being an overwhelm.
Well, this is true. And there's another point to that I didn't mention that I will mention now. If you're all on one platform and that one platform either A goes away, then all of a sudden you're scrambling to move all that stuff. Or two, they decide to really take a huge hike in prices. Then your question to yourself is, oh, wow, do I just bite the bullet and pay this, 50% higher cost that's going to monthly? Or do I, what do I do? And three, if the system goes down, everything you have is down if their system is down for maintenance. And so on one hand, it sounds good and looks good that you have this all-inclusive platform. But on the other hand, I kind of feel that I have a little bit more security by not having all my eggs in the same basket. And again, it's a preference. It's whatever works best for you. Okay, any other questions? I'm looking at my notes. So how to start on a podcast? Again, start with your calendar. Make sure it's dates and times that work for your lifestyle. Then schedule everything on your Zoom, and then start deciding what platform you want to save your video audio to and your audio only to, and how you're going to then brand it across your website. Now, one last thing, when folks start to ask you questions, anytime you get more than three times the same question, it's time to create a link for that. Okay. And I want to show you if it'll let me go back here. if I click on my little hamburger and go to my contact page, anytime somebody says, hey, can I listen to your podcast? Make sure you've got a page on your website so that you can give them the link. Hey, I want to look at your blog. Have a page on your website so you can give them a link. Hey, I want to look at your calendar. Give them a page on your website so you can give them a link. Hey, what classes do you offer? Give them a page on your website so you can give them a link. Now, on my contact me page, look what I have here at the bottom of my contact me page. If somebody once says, hey, I need your press release because you're going to speak at our event, have a place where you can give them a link. Right there's my link. So I just go click here, scroll to the bottom, and boom, there's my press media kit, my press release, and to book guest appearances. Okay. And my guest appearances, I have it written where it says schedule Kathy for podcast interview, schedule Kathy for webinar interview. Okay. On my contact page, there's also a checklist here. And so they can checklist if they want to schedule me, and also press and media kits, bio and picture, you know. So if they just send me a message, if they have a question, and they can send me a question if they have it. But all of that is right in my contact page. All right. So if you gals do not have a media kit, a press release, or a way for guest appearances, you need to have that added to your website somewhere. Now, Ruth had a wonderful media kit. I interviewed her on our Ohio Writers Guild. And I know Sherry has one. Sally, do you have one?
Kind of.
Okay. Estella, do you have one?
No, I don't.
Okay. You need to have that. And here's why. When you make it easy for the interviewer or the person that's putting together some sort of a program, whether it be a speaker for their local chamber luncheon or whatever, if you make it easy for them, they will recommend you like crazy. Okay, so you want to make it super, super easy. Don't make them have to dig. And that's one of the things we're doing right now. When I talked with my gal that's going to co-host with me on the Happy House Hunters, she's amazing when it comes to real estate. But guess what? She didn't have a press media kit. She doesn't have a press release. She doesn't have any way for me to connect with her. She didn't even have a current picture. And she's like, I'm going to have to try to put all of that together this week. I don't have any of that. Okay, so make sure that you make it easy for folks. Okay. And that's how you're going to get invited more. And again, when people say, you know, hey, I'm looking for speakers, say, hey, let me send you a copy of my media kit. Because your media kit is going to say why you're, it's going to have a picture of you that they can use. It's going to say why your message is important. It's going to say, here's what makes you look like you've read my book or you've taken my programs. And here are 10 questions you can ask me. And the questions then make the interview end up right where you want it to end up, and they're not assuming where you want it to end up. It brings it right back to how can folks connect with you. And so I can, depending on the group, see, because I've got different lanes. So when they say, how can folks connect with you? If I'm talking to a bunch of investors, I can say, attend our free meetup the first Tuesday of every month. See, I can tailor make my answer because that question is open-ended. If I'm talking to a group of authors, I can say, connect with me if you'd like to be interviewed on our podcast. And all of a sudden, guess what? You get tons of connection, because that's what it's about, is building these relationships and creating these connections. That's what we're doing. That's what our marketing is all about. Okay. Questions on that?
Very helpful.
Yes, Ruth. Oh, you're on mute.
I muted myself because I'm just used to being on mute when I'm just listening. So I'm really wanting to change my media kit, and I think I'm ready to do that now that I kind of have my story refined, to be more than just the book focus.
Yes.
And so I'm thinking that on my website, I would keep the one for the book on the page with the book, but then do a separate one that expands out more into what I'm working on now. That makes sense?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Because if folks are just interested in you as an author, then you're going to talk more about the book.
Right.
But if they're interested in what your message in general is, then you want to give right. them a more in general. Yes, I agree. Yeah, I think that would work wonderfully because you're going to have a page for your book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I haven't done yet, and you gals have seen my website and you've seen it unfold over the months, what I haven't done yet is I haven't created a page for each lane. So with what Ruth is saying, if I created a page for each lane, then I could actually have a media kit at the bottom of each page. So if somebody just lands on the Fit as a Fiddle Plus and it's all about health and wellness, I could have a media kit for health and wellness. If somebody lands just on the real estate, I could have a media kit just for the real estate. And I could make the 10 questions that they could ask me much more specific. And here's why I'm headed there. And so, Ruth, thank you for that comment. Because what happens when someone else has a very specific niche, they look at my lanes and go, where does Kathy really fit in with what I'm doing? And so if I had a media kit to go with each lane, they would then say, oh, we're all investors. We want to ask her investing questions, or we're all authors. We want to ask her writing questions. You see where I'm going with that. Yes, Ruth.
Could you just put a button beside your different lanes that would link out to a PDF for your media kit?
Sure, I could. But again, you don't want to confuse them on your homepage, which is also functioning kind of like your sales funnel. Okay. You only want them to have one thing to do. If you give them 10 things, then they go, well, let me read her media. Next thing you know, they've gone down a rabbit hole somewhere and they didn't click on the one thing you wanted them to do. So my homepage only has one thing, and it is schedule a strategy session with me. That's the one thing all the way down my homepage that I want them to do. So if then I had a separate page for that lane, then across the bottom, I could do the media kit for that lane.
I have a separate page for my speaker page, so I could probably do it there.
You could. Mm-hmm.
I got to figure that out. That's one of my next goals.
Okay. But you see where we're going with that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Are you ladies ready to do a podcast? If you need to interview someone to get started, this is the group to do it in right here. You know, this is the group to do it in because all
can
of
we
us.
Talk about, well, we talked about content for a podcast, which would be like just having a regular conversation. But the podcast that I've always been on, there's a topic and someone is sharing information about that topic. So,
right.
And it's usually just one speaker and whoever's the host. I've not seen it where you're having several people engaged in just a conversation, but I mean, it totally makes sense.
Well, but see, an interview someone, that is the best way is to just have the two people and do an interview. So that's why I say collaborate with someone that's in your lane. They don't have to be exactly doing the same thing you're doing, but somebody that's in your lane that could accent what you're doing and just ask them to come on and to be interviewed. Now, again, when you get into Clubhouse, you're going to meet folks that are in your lane. Mm-hmm. And you can go in Clubhouse, and I do want to show you this. And of course, I can't pull it up on my computer. So sometimes it's kind
of. That was very interesting. The one that I was on at 8 o'clock on Monday, I have a standing 7:15 and 8 o'clock. Zoom that I've been on now for at least a couple of years and one for about 4 years. So I have to find another Clubhouse that I could participate with.
Well, you can jump into any and listen. You can just open, you can just click through any room and listen and learn how to move around. But the point is that once you're on Clubhouse, down here in the bottom, there's like a little airplane right there. And if you click on that airplane, you can actually chat with people in the back of the house. if you are in a room and you click right on their profile picture, their profile will open up. And if you click the little airplane on their profile, you can chat directly with just that one person. And the reason I like that feature is if somebody is talking and what they're saying really resonates with you and you're thinking, oh, there would be a good person for me to interview, you can go right and click on their picture. Their profile will open up. You click on that little airplane and you can say, hey, I would love to interview you on my podcast. Can we connect?
So let's say that you do that and you get someone and they do a podcast for you and it's a disaster and you don't want to publish it. Can you do that?
Sure. You don't have to publish it. Yeah. Because it comes up in your private Zoom and you get to listen to it. The only thing is you have to be careful what you may have promised them. Mm-hmm. And what I do is I tell them in exchange for them coming on with me, I will give them the link and the embed code and they can use it however they wish in whole or in part. That way, if they just want to take snippets of it and use it as an advertisement or take snippets of it and put it on their website, they can do that. But if they want to use the whole recording as a training, maybe they had a really good conversation and they thought, wow, this would be great in my academy. Maybe they've got a training and they want to use it. I give them permission to do that. And I give them the link and the embed code so that they can do that if they want to.
Okay. And speaking of, they can pull, like you're doing this, let's say you just want to pull a particular segment out. Is there a software that you use to modify your,
you can, again, there you can get over the top as you want, but if you don't want to spend a lot of money and you just want the basics, YouTube has its own little edit tool right inside of YouTube. Okay. But you can Google editing tools for videos and there's hundreds of different platforms that you just pop the embed code into and it lets you do all kinds of things. You can add music at both ends. You can add videos. You can add advertising. You can do all kinds of things with your videos. But again, I choose not to get that involved because I am more interested in just getting some content out there in my lanes. And I go back to that, you know, progress always trumps perfection.
I like that. Write that one down.
Kathy, yes. Haven't been on Clubhouse since the end of the school year.
Well, you kind of had your potential story.
Yeah. So one of the things that was just coming out was money and giving people quote tips and stuff. How has that been working? Are people doing that or what's the scoop on that?
Ask your question again. I'm not sure I understand your question.
So on Clubhouse, back in June, they had just released on your profile, you could like pay a tip to somebody. Is that
When you say pay a tip, I don't understand what pay a tip means.
On their profile, if they said something nice, you can choose to like give them $1 or $2, $5, $20 if you go in their profile. Have you known anybody who's really using that feature?
No, and I haven't seen that feature. I'll have to check it out.
And the other question is then, are you seeing a lot of paid things where you have to pay to get into that room?
No, I haven't seen any.
Okay.
Now, one other thing I do want to mention on Clubhouse, you could actually use Clubhouse as your podcast. The only thing you have to do on Clubhouse to use it as a podcast is you have to make sure that you tell everyone in your title of your room that it's being recorded. And the way you do that is you just write the word recorded and then you put a big red dot there showing that it's recorded. And I don't know of anybody that's doing that. What I did, and I know you can't really see it. I'm trying to make it so it doesn't see the red dot at the end. I have here that I have a podcast and I've got REC with a red dot. That means that I have a recorded podcast. Well, if I were going to use my actual Clubhouse room as the podcast, that phrase would have to be in the title of the room so that everyone coming into your room knows they are being recorded and they can choose not to go in if they don't want to be recorded. I've been in several rooms that are recorded, and I'm good with that because the topic was, you know, just a general topic about real estate or whatever. And it's like, that's fine. And then I can go find the recording if I want, and I can even share it later from whoever recorded it.
So if they record it, are they required to let you have a copy of it?
They're not required to let me have a copy, but they're required to let me know they're recording me. And I accept that by staying in the room, by entering the room. Because I don't even have to talk if I don't want. I can just listen. I can just be in the listening gallery, if you will, and I can just listen. I don't even have to talk if I don't want. But if I feel like I want to share, then I can go ahead and raise my hand and talk. But I know then that I'm being recorded because it's right in the title of the room that it's being recorded for a podcast. So you can create your podcast right there in Clubhouse. Now, you wouldn't have any video because there is no video in Clubhouse. It's all audio.
Oh, okay.
All right. Are we good? Yes. Everybody's going to look at doing a podcast. Start getting your name out there. People can't find you if they don't know you're there. If you're hiding somewhere, you know, in your office and they don't know you're there, you can't ever hope to sell anything or move forward or grow your business if nobody knows about you.
This book, The Podcast Journal, can help you plan things out too.
Now, where did you find that, Sherry?
Amazon.
Okay.
Perfect. Christopher J. Nessie. The pages look like this, so you have... you can break out what details and bullet points you want to put in the room or the conversation that week.
So it's like a little workbook.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. 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 I love it. All right. Last minute questions before we go. I love this. We're going to be talking all of November about podcasting. So, you know, we're on today. We're going to be back on November 15th. I would like to see, as a homework assignment, I would like to see some audio, even if you're just saving it in your hard drive and you don't have it uploaded with a thumbnail or anything, just record some audio, even if it's just you giving a little teaching about something. And my very first podcast was just me. I wasn't interviewing anyone. I wasn't doing anything with anyone else. It was just me. And I'll click on my podcast one last time before we go. And it had to do with salon. And so way down here at the bottom, my very first two, now let's see where they are. There they are. My very first two had to do with a salon. That salon life, what a 19-year-old told me that made me go to cosmetology school, and that salon life, how I filled my appointment book in 180 days. It was just me giving a teaching. There was no one else on the call but me. It was just me. I just talked into my phone. I didn't even have a video at the time. I just talked into my cell phone and recorded it and put it over an audio boom. And those were my very
audio boom.
But you can use any podcasting platform. But the point is that's how I got started. And I just created a little thumbnail in Canva and popped over it and called That Salon Life. And they're still on my podcast. And I did those, you know, when I retired from the salon, because my first lane that I was in back then was I was getting invited at the schools to come and talk to the brand new cosmetologist just getting out of school. And so I started creating those podcasts, and they were just little teaching, little 20, 25 minute teachings is all it was.
Kathy, I want to know, how do you come up with your topics that are so engaging?
Most of the time, it has to, well, first of all, it starts with an outline, and Ruth can attest to this, Sherry can attest to this. When you write a book, you start with an outline, so you have a path to go on. And so when I talked about building a better business, I thought, well, what's my path? Well, my path starts with what is your VPS, then your story, then your marketing, then, you know, your first base, second base, third base, home run offers. And then how do you get people to know about those offers? Well, then you have to do podcast and blogging and social media posts and, you know, all of your marketing pieces. And so that became my outline. And so then I broke it down into which, you know, each month, like January, we're going to talk about our VPS. And then in February, we're going to talk about our story. Then in March, we're going to talk about our marketing and our story, you know, storytelling and coming alongside other influencers. And so anyway, it just unfolds like that. So that's how I come up with my topics. So remember, and I don't know if you were in the one call, we talked about acronyms. I know Sally was. When we write a blog post, sometimes just to write a blog post, it's easy to just pick an acronym and then just write something that goes with each letter of your acronym. Well, that works for me when I'm creating my topics on what to talk about. And so, for example, my six F's of real estate. And I thought, well, what would be the six F's? Well, you have to find it, then you have to fix it. Or no, you have to find it, then you have to fund it, then you have to fix it, then you're either going to flip it, fill it, and finally, what is your freedom number? So those became my six F's of real estate. So then January through June, each month, I take one of the F's. And then July through December, I repeat those six F's. So every January, we're talking about finding real estate. Every February, we're talking about fixing real estate. So now that I know what my topic is, all I now need is speakers that can talk about that topic. So when I'm talking about the funding topic, for example, I'm going to interview mortgage bankers, title companies, you know, and all of a sudden I have 900 people tap into that phone call on Zoom because they all want to hear about funding, or they all want to hear about fixing, or they all want to hear about flipping. So you see how I come up with my topics. Then I already know the topic. Now I just look for the speakers or the people to interview that pertain to those topics. Is that helpful?
Yeah.
And I do that with everyone.
So clever. I'm like, what is he using?
So I do that with every lane that I'm in. Every lane that I'm in, I just pick 6 or 12. Because again, I want to run through my programs on my free meetups every year. So I either want to repeat it twice a year, like the six F's of real estate, or I want to take a year to go through the whole thing. Now my Build a Better Business is a whole year. And so just this week, I sat down and wrote out all of my topics, because once I went through it last year, we had too much time on a couple of topics and not enough time on a couple of others. And so now I've tweaked it a little bit. So now I know each month what we're going to be talking about. And I adjusted a little bit of the flow, so it flows a little better with building our business. So it's a process. It's like writing a book. You're constantly going to kind of maybe edit those chapters. You're going to think, oh, maybe this chapter should come before that one, especially if you're writing a how-to book. And so my Build a Better Business is like me writing a how-to. So I have adjusted the order of a couple of things from last year. And I've shortened up a couple topics and I've lengthened a couple of topics. And I'll continue to tweak it as, like, we didn't even know about Clubhouse last year. So now I have to add that into the mix this year because we didn't even have that as a topic last year. So things change and you have to make sure your courses and your meetups, your podcast, if you will, change with the times as well. Is that helpful on how I come up with my topics?
Yes, I was just speaking of the language, but I appreciate what you just shared because it gave me an aha about having a list of topics on a particular subject matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and see your topic of Legal Shield you have so many different ways that you can approach that topic. Hundreds of questions that people have. And so that's probably where I would start if I were you, is I would make a list of all the questions I've heard over the years that people have about legal issues and, or, you know, to what resonates with you. And then start putting those in some, like in pods, like all of these questions kind of pertain to this and all of those questions kind of pertain to that. And then start creating a topic of the month that you want to start interviewing speakers about those questions.
Okay.
And all of a sudden you have a year's worth of programming for your podcast, and you will become the go-to person, because then you can start posting that and people are going to start connecting with you and they're going to start identifying you as that person. They're going to see your blog post. They're going to see, they're going to hear your podcast. They're going to see your social media post, and it's all going to be about those questions that they have. So you're entering the questions in their head instead of making them enter the questions that are in your head. You're answering the actual questions your public has. And when you have a free meetup, it's a beautiful thing, because you decided this is the question we're going to answer today. And you've got a person you're going to interview about that. And then when your audience taps in their questions, you're going to find you've got, there's even more questions. So now all of a sudden you've got other whole episodes. For example, we were talking about investing in real estate, and somebody said, well, what about syndications? And I'm like, wait, what? So I had to go and investigate in syndications. And then the next month I got a speaker to come in to talk about syndications, because somebody had that question. That question wasn't in my head. It was in their head. So all of a sudden I learned tons about syndication myself, because I researched it for my audience. And guess what? This month, next week, we are going to a big real estate symposium in Cincinnati. And my number one goal is to meet somebody that is selling shares of a syndication, because I am ready to invest in a syndication. And a year ago, I didn't even know anything about syndications. Make sense?
That's an OREA meeting.
Oh, it's OREA. A whole symposium. It's a whole 4-day symposium.
It's OREA, right?
Yeah. Are you going?
This is the first time I haven't gone in 4 years.
Well, our whole Happy House Hunter leadership group is going. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Any other questions? Does it make sense how it kind of ties together? And you can take any topic at all.
Yeah, you know, when you say that about the legal shield, I'm like, I'm not an attorney, so I don't want to, you know, project myself as that. But people have all kind of issues, and I can speak to them in terms of how, you know, our services could potentially help them. But I don't want to be, you know, giving out information that is not legally sound.
Well, and I think you have to have that disclaimer. You have to say that you're not an attorney and that you're representing Legal Shield. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just have to make that disclaimer. Mm-hmm. But you now, could
I can, attorney. Yeah, I can talk about how important travel insurance is, but I can't answer any insurance questions.
Right.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not an insurance agent.
Okay.
But you could interview an insurance agent on your podcast about travel insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you see how it can all tie together. And all of a sudden now, you know, you've got people listening to your podcast that might be interested in travel insurance. And after they listen to your podcast, now they're more apt to buy it when they book a trip with you, because they learned so much from your podcast. And they're going to feel like they are in good hands with you, because you brought that to the forefront about having travel insurance, whereas maybe other travel agents haven't mentioned it. And so they're thinking, if I travel, I'm traveling with Sally because she's got my back. Okay, so you see it all works together. Yeah, the tide rises all the ships. So you just want to bring value. You just want to pour value into your audience and just bring value and just become the go-to person in your lane.
Very good. Thank you. I'll have to have a quiet session and think about that, because that could really, I have some thoughts, but I'll have to think about that and get back to you.
Well, just remember, progress over perfection, okay?
Need to highlight. Yep.
Sometimes you just have to start, and then, you know, because action comes first, and then clarity comes second. That's why we're always a work in progress. So don't be afraid to start down that path.
Okay. Thank you for that. I need to post that somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Action first, clarity second. Mm-hmm. All right. Last comment, Sally, anything you want to share?
No, you did give me a good idea for a single person podcast, though. And it's my blog, actually. My number one that's coming out Wednesday is the, so you think you want to be a travel advisor. You think you want my job.
That's a perfect blog. Because you know what? Anybody that's ever thought about being a traveler is going to click on that one. They're going to go, oh, yeah, that's me. Let me listen to what she's got to say about this. Yeah, absolutely. That's a perfect one. Absolutely. Sherry, how about you? Any comments? Where are you in your progress of building your business? What's your biggest hurdle right now?
I have a one-day workshop coming up in November that is my main focus this week.
Okay.
So I'm going to start pulling in some of the Scraffia webinars, and I have the pitch to Penn State Wednesday night. So yeah, I'm working on the slides. I'm working on the marketing. And so today's the first day it really is getting advertised. So I have to get that done before I.
What do you do, Sherry?
What do I do? I'm a dysgraphia consultant. Dysgraphia is a disability in written expression, which is anything that you put on paper from the time that you are scribbling until you're writing essays in college or as for your job. So at some point in time, people with dysgraphia will reach the capacity that they can tolerate. And then from there, their handwriting just goes for the day. So I often talk about when I start out I think it's here. I did this one night. My first page was really, really, really nice. And several pages in, it looked like chicken scratch. And that was about 2 hours of writing over those two pages. But I also am so my mission is to create professional development for occupational therapists to help the social emotional trauma associated with the dysgraphia and help support the teachers to create college and career ready students.
Wow. And Sherry has come so far in the last year. It is amazing to watch her growth. It's just amazing. But I had a little
support system, you know.
Well, and we just came off of a big conference. So Sherry and I are both kind of exhausted because we came off of a conference and I'm going right back into the real estate conference this Thursday. So, and Sherry's going right back into doing her stuff. So it's been crazy busy time, but I love it.
Yeah, this is really my first day back to work. And I'm tired.
Yes.
No.
I can tell that you're kind of tired today, Sherry. So try and get some rest in between all this. Do a little self-care.
I was up a little bit too late last night.
Yeah, I was too, because I walked my 7 miles yesterday. I haven't made it to 10 yet. Boy, I'm trying. I've got 2 miles under my belt already today in between what I'm doing. So I'm going to try to get another couple miles in before I have a real estate boots on the ground tonight at 5. And anyway, so I'm taking all my newbies out and we're looking at a house that's had a fire. And so we're gonna show them how to do the rehab cost estimator on the house. So that's what we're doing today. So I'm gonna try to get a couple more miles in before then. And so yeah, it's been kind of crazy busy. But my goal is to finally some point here in November, I want to get to 10 miles in one day. And I've made it 8.5 is the highest I've done so far. Yesterday I did 7. But again,
where do you walk that?
I'm sorry?
Where do you walk that? Where do you walk?
Anywhere I am. You know, I always have my shoes in the car. And if we can throw, like, we go to dinner in the Short North and then we'll walk around Goodell Park 5 times or something, you know, just to get some miles in. So it's wherever I happen to be. Now, yesterday, the 7 miles I did between Old Man's Cave and Cedar Falls. Oh, so wow. It was all in the woods and it was all pretty rustic. So yeah, my knees were screaming last night by the time I got in because of my arthritis, but it was a good walk. It was a good walk. And Mark's a good trooper. He hangs with me. He hasn't walked with me this morning. He's working on airplanes. So I've been walking. I did my 2 miles this morning down through the covered bridge and back from where I live. So again, I can do 10 miles in a day. I just normally don't have time to do 10 miles in a day is my problem. But if I break it up and have like an hour break in between, like if I did three, I could do like 3, 3.5 miles and then take a break, another 3.5, take a break. And I could do it. If all I was doing was walking, like if I were on the Appalachian Trail and my whole job for that day was to walk 10 miles, I could do it, you know, cause I can do like 3 miles an hour, even at a pretty slow pace. And there would be enough hours in the day to do it, but it's hard when you're doing other things to find that many hours.
Well, so, you know, when you are in Berks County, that you need to make sure that you let me know so I can tell you where the good family restaurants are.
Okay. You told me that. And then you said that your mom's house was close to the trail.
I live 3 miles from the trail. My mom lives 10 miles.
Okay.
And I do hike up. I have hiked up to Pulpit Rock and back from where I parked the car, which is a 5K.
Okay.
All right. And the hill is about like that.
Okay.
For about a quarter mile. And then it levels off a little bit. But
okay. Well, we may visit you to do that section of the trail. Cause I'm going to be a section hiker. There's no way that I could do the whole 2000 miles all in, you know, cause it takes about 5 months. To do the whole thing. And so I'm going to be a section hiker and we're going to try to do 50 mile sections about 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah. And it, my cousin did it. You have to do 20 miles a day to get from Georgia to
wherever
the top is.
So yes. You have to do 20. Yes. And most folks walking the trail walk about 20 miles a day and I haven't even made it up to 10 yet. So yeah. So I have a little bit of training to do.
I don't try to go that far. I go in the area so I can get back to my car.
So anyway, we'll see how it goes. But that's on the agenda, is to be a section hiker on the Appalachian Trail and to just, you know, take a week here and there and just go over wherever we left off and do another section. So I'll keep you guys posted on how that goes.
Yeah.
You're inspiring me. I'm like, I need to do 2 miles a day. And some weeks I get it done 5 times and other times I don't even get it done at all. So this is inspiring.
Again, progress over perfection.
See you.
What'd you say, Sally?
I have to go.
Okay.
All right, thank you, gals. It's been great talking to you today. And let's see some podcasts, even if you just do a recording on your own. We want to see a podcast when we come back on again on November 15th.
Oh, okay. I have so many audio recordings.
Perfect. See, you're done already.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So long.
All right.
See you later. Bye.